Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. If you were hoping to get some respite away from Texas politics for a while, I don't have good news for you. The third called special legislative session is set to begin on Monday, September 20th, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott specifically prescribed five things get addressed on his agenda. On this week's episode, we'll talk about what's on the list, what notably isn't on the list, as well as what you can expect this week in the lead up to the start of the special session altogether. Before we get into what is on the agenda for the third called special legislative session, let's briefly talk about how we got here. The 140-day 87th regular legislative session took place between January 12th and May 31st. In the final few days of the legislative session, several priorities of Governor Greg Abbott himself died at the hands of House Democrat lawmakers, specifically a quorum break enabled by both Republican leadership and an inefficient use of time. Fast forward to July 8th, when a first called special legislative session began and some of those issues were set to be addressed yet again. Only 5 days into that special session, a majority of the same House Democrat lawmakers who broke quorum the first time broke quorum again enabled by House Republican leadership. And they ultimately held the Texas legislature hostage for over 37 days, ending the first special session with no results and not returning until almost halfway into the second called special legislative session, which began August 7th. Once quorum was returned, and enough lawmakers, a flurry of committee hearings took place and the legislature concluded business a few days early, before the maximum allowed 30 days, albeit with a few items on Abbott's agenda left undone. That brings us to this special session, set to begin Monday, September 20th at 10 a.m. Abbott only included five items on this special session's agenda. On the top of the list is the delayed decennial redistricting process, or redrawing of maps, which was long assumed to take place in October anyway. Due to a delay in census data collection in the wake of COVID-19, the data was originally set to be released by the federal government in April, but it was not until mid-August that they were finally able to distribute it. This data is used to ultimately aid in drawing the maps for state House districts, state Senate districts, state Board of Education districts, and U.S. congressional districts. The process is always a tenuous one, but this will be the first time in over 50 years that Texas will be drawing their maps without additional federal scrutiny, making the stakes even higher for partisan politics over the next decade. Next on the list is the appropriation of money that was sent by the federal government cells from the American Rescue Plan of 2021. U.S. Congress specifically allocated $1.9 trillion to states in an effort to help them respond to various policy issues in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. As such, Texas received $41 billion. The U.S. Treasury issued guidance on how the bulk of that money should already be allocated, but $16 billion of the $41 billion is generally flexible to be used, and items that the Texas legislature chooses are priorities. Notably, this issue was also on the previous special session agenda, but not a single bill was filed to address the issue. Last week, I wrote about why them not addressing it actually cost Texas taxpayers more money, specifically millions of dollars more. Texas currently owes $7 billion to the U.S. Treasury's Unemployment Trust Fund, largely due to a combination of how both the state and federal government approached pandemic response to begin with. They essentially incentivized many Texans to not work and instead caused a huge increase in unemployment claims. As such, the $2 billion that was already in the trust fund before COVID-19 was quickly used. And in order to keep up, Texas had to borrow almost $7 billion from the U.S. Treasury. That money could have been paid back by September 6th with no interest charged. Instead, the legislature chose not to address it at all in that special session. For every day in which the debt is unpaid now, roughly $374,398 is added as just interest on the debt, which means by the time this next special session begins, they will already owe over $5 million additional dollars, and potentially more until the issue gets addressed altogether. Of course, that's assuming that they at least allocate some of the $16 billion from the overall federal relief funds for this purpose. The third item on the special session agenda is that of youth sports protections. Again, this is the issue of requiring students who participate in UIL athletic activities in public schools to do so with the sport that corresponds with their biological sex at birth. The Senate has passed this issue in every session since January, but it's died in the House, specifically being held up a few times in the House Public Education Committee chaired by State Representative Harold Dutton, a Democrat from Houston. It's unclear what, if anything, will make for different results this time. The fourth item on the special session agenda is that of a request that the legislature consider whether state or local entities in Texas can mandate that an individual receive a COVID-19 vaccination, and if so, what exemptions should apply to such a mandate. The language is important here because Governor Abbott's request leaves it to the legislature to decide, which does not necessarily match up with his rhetoric that Abbott himself is using on the gubernatorial campaign trail, purportedly being in opposition to such mandates. Of course, just last week, President Joe Biden issued an executive order requiring that all federal employees be vaccinated in compliance from businesses who employ 100 or more employees as well. It's not yet clear how exactly the state legislature will react. Lastly, the agenda includes a request to address dog restraints. That's right, you heard me right, dog restraints. A bill in the regular legislative session that passed but was ultimately vetoed by Abbott himself on account of it being too much regulation on the practice of tethering dogs and an over-criminalization, according to his veto statement. The bill would have specifically compelled every dog owner under the threat of criminal penalties to monitor things like the tailoring of the dog's collar, the time the dog spends in the bed of a truck, the ratio of tether to dog length as measured from the tip of the dog's nose to the base of the dog's tail. Remember all of this the next time someone boasts about how conservative of a state Texas is. This is a bill that passed a Republican-controlled legislature to begin with. Notably, there are also some things that were left off of the agenda, like conservative priorities of Abbott's own political party. No request has been made to address a ban on the practice of taxpayer-funded lobbying. No meaningful property tax relief was added to the call. No protections for monuments. And no prohibition on the barbaric practice of child gender modification and mutilation. Abbott also seemingly gave up on prohibiting mask mandates in public schools, something that was included in the last special session agenda, but never ultimately considered by either legislative chamber. Abbott can add to his agenda at any time, it's just unclear whether he intends to do so. Expect that this week we'll provide some additional details on how items currently on the agenda will manifest themselves in the legislative process that begins next Monday. As of this recording, the House Committee on Redistricting has scheduled meetings throughout this week to continue hearing from Texans all across the state on their thoughts in the upcoming redistricting process. For details on that and more, check out today's show notes page. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on politics and policy, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. Also, we recently debuted a new podcast called The Autopsy Files, where we do a deep dive into the legislative saga surrounding several of the key issues taken up in the 87th regular legislative session that ended in May. Make sure to check out that and more at texasscorecard.com/podcast or subscribe to Texas Scorecard on your favorite podcast provider. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.